You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Move the Sticks. I'm Rhett Lewis here with our former NFL Scouts lead draft analyst, Daniel Jeremiah, Bucky Brooks, as we are ready to roll here following your Week 7 Sunday. I just got to tell you guys, once we get to episode number 600 on these Mondays, I am absolutely pulling a Mike Evans, but I am not going to hand that ball off. That one's going straight to eBay. Okay, I'm not giving you an opportunity to renegotiate that.
Opportunistic.
How about that from the Bucks win over the Bears this past weekend? We'll get to that matchup. But we begin like we always do on a Monday with our big three, top three games of the weekend. Our takeaways from them, we'll start with the Bengals and Ravens. Number one seed right now in the AFC belongs to Cincinnati after a huge win on the road in Baltimore. Career high in passing yards for Joe Burrow with 416, 201 of them going right there to the rookie sensation, Ja'Marr Chase, also career high for him. And the Bengals defense, solid effort containing Lamar Jackson, blowout of Baltimore, 41-17. Bucky, remember in training camp when everybody was so concerned about Joe Burrow coming back from the knee injury, struggles on offense? Man, that's a statement win and a big-time playmaking effort from Burrow and Chase.
Yeah, it's a big win for the Cincinnati Bengals. It's a big win because offensively we saw them do exactly what we had hoped that they would be able to do. All the weapons that they have on the outside, the three wide receivers, Higgins, Boyd, Ja'Marr Chase, the two running backs, Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon getting down. We saw a complete and total effort. And then when you look at Joe Burrow, the maestro, the guy who is really doing it all when it comes to running this offense, they just look so comfortable. They look so dynamic. And I really think the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be around. They're going to be in the mix down the stretch.
Yeah, explosives, right? I mean, you saw explosive in the passing game. Obviously, Ja'Marr Chase had a big game. You saw it in the run game with both those backs. It's hard to win in this league if you're not getting explosives. And when I flip it over to the other side with the Ravens, this is my concern with this football team. As you kind of get deeper into the season, as you get into the postseason, we've seen Derek Carr carve up the secondary. We saw Carson Wentz do it. Now Joe Burrow's done it. That secondary has got holes, and it's not all their fault. There have been legit injuries that they've had to navigate through.
Surely.
But, man, that scares me. With all the quarterbacks in the AFC, they've got to get that cleaned up.
Well, I mean, their best corner, Marlon Humphrey, did have Jamar Chase one-on-one. It looked like in a couple of situations, Jamar won some of those. By the way, on pace for over 1,800 yards as a rookie this year. He is blowing Anquan Boldin's previous high mark of the first seven games of a career in terms of receiving yards out of the water. He's over 700 already. Phenomenal work from Jamar Chase. But let's get back to the Bengals defense. Also deserves a ton of credit here. One, for not letting Lamar Jackson wreck this game.
Yeah, I can show you a play that just show you the game plan that they have. The rush plan that they use, which is fantastic. You're really trying to build that wall in front of Lamar Jackson. You're going to see Hendrickson up here at the top. He ends up getting the sack. But see, dropping off there, 55, that's Logan Wilson, the linebacker, who's spying Lamar. If he wants to take off and go up the middle, they've got a body waiting for him, and they just kind of hem him in. That was seven bodies creating that wall where he couldn't really see through it. There was nowhere for him to go. They did a nice job with their rush plan against Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Ogunjobi eventually getting that sack, as you mentioned there. Sam Hubbard with a career day. I mean, they got it working up front for Cincinnati. All right, so let's move on here on the Big Three to game number two. And for that, we're going to take you back to Nashville, where the Chiefs and Titans got together. And look, give them the MVP now, all right? It's not just a quarterback award, right? I mean, he's showing you he's got QB skills. Derrick Henry with a little pop pass there, and the Titans are on a roll. Three-game win streak. How about this for Patrick Mahomes? First time without an offensive touchdown, fewest points in the Mahomes era, and Mahomes more turnovers this year heading into Week 8 than all of 2019 and 2020. Bucky, though, we'll get to the Chiefs in a second. Titans, again, they're figuring out that their offense runs through Derrick Henry.
It absolutely runs through the king. It runs through the king. It's like a chess thing. It's all about protecting the king, and everyone feeds off of that. And when you look at Derrick Henry, it's the physicality and toughness that he brings. It's the imposing presence that he has as a runner that sets the table for everything else. We saw A.J. Brown have a 100-yard game. We saw Ryan Tannehill successfully throw the ball to a number of other playmakers in the passing game because they could use the threat of handing the ball to Derrick Henry to set the table for the others. And the Tennessee Titans are a physical team. They want to play old-school smash-mouth football, and it's working for them. Last 2 weeks, we've seen them knock off the AFC Championship game finalists, the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs, respectively. It might be time to start talking about them as a legitimate contender.
Sitting there at 5-2, and what did you see from the defense there in Tennessee?
Well, I don't know that we talk enough about their defense, and we've seen it with their pass rush and Harold Landry and company just getting upfield. They're able to play coverage because you don't have to bring a lot of bodies when you're winning your one-on-ones, and they did that repeatedly. You see there the win over Orlando Brown Jr. on the edge. They won those one-on-one battles, and I've been saying this about the Chiefs for a while. This offensive line is better built to run block than they are in pass protection with these new additions that they've brought there. For the life of me, that's another question.
Right,
we'll get to that later, but man, to me, this was a game dominated by their front.
Bud Dupree got his first sack as a Titan. And here's the thing that kept coming to me as I was watching this game on NFL Game Day Live yesterday while we were calling all the highlights. Mahomes right now feels to me a little like pre-Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, where, like, wants everything to be off schedule, right? Nothing comes out that feels like on time. And like, the stat that I point to here, courtesy of Next Gen Stats, on throws that took longer than 2.5 seconds for him to get the ball out of his hand, 8 of 22, 100 yards, and an interception in this game. Now, he was turning down completions, and he admitted it. He admitted to pressing too much too early in this game, and just there were throws that he normally makes. They're out of rhythm right now.
We've been saying the same thing, Buck, right? We've been saying patience and physicality. That is the key out of this hole the Kansas City Chiefs are in. And every week we get back on here and we say they weren't patient and they weren't physical. It's the same thing every week. You're going to see that too high safety look, and they're going to challenge you to be patient, and they're going to challenge you to be physical. And I feel like they failed this test week in and week out.
They have failed the test because they won't run the football. If you want to get the two safeties out of the parking lot, you got to run the football and make somebody come down. Now, we talked about this. Andy Reid is an offensive lineman at heart, but he's an offensive lineman that played at BYU. When we were together all in Green Bay, we didn't really like to run the football. We wanted to throw it all over the lot. And so some of this is Andy Reid being more comfortable trusting number 15 as opposed to being able to trust the running backs that they have in place. They need to run the football because it'll slow the game down. It also mitigates some of the risk with the turnovers.
Not surprised to see the Titans sitting there at 5-2 right now, but for the Chiefs to be 3-4 heading into Week 8, man, that is shocking so far. Probably the biggest shock so far of this 2021 season. Let's move on to the third game of the Big Three, and let's do that by taking you back to Vegas. Raiders and Eagles here. Eagles scored on their opening drive of the game. They had balance. Four runs, four passes. They're feeling good. Then the Raiders went on and scored 30 unanswered, and the game was out of reach by the start of the fourth quarter. 33-22, the final. Derek Carr surgical for the Raiders offense in this game, and the team now 2-0 under interim head coach Rich Bisaccia. Bucky, what's going so well for this Raiders offense right now?
They're playing as a team, and they're playing as a team, meaning that they're distributing the ball to all the playmakers. Greg Olsen and Derek Carr are really on a great page or in sync together, and they're doing a really good job of incorporating all of the weapons that they have. And because they're using more of the players on offense, it makes them a tougher team to defend. And we're seeing everybody get down. But I really love the synergy and connection that I'm seeing between play caller and playmaker, meaning Derek Carr. I believe he and Greg Olsen on the same page. As a result, this offense looks like one that we hadn't seen in the previous 5 weeks.
And if you think about it, as long as John Gruden was the head coach of the Raiders, he was going to be the face of that team. This has been handed to Derek Carr. It is his team now. He is the face of this organization, and he's stepped up. And I go back to the basketball analogy. You remember when you're in high school and you come out of the gym, the first thing you do, maybe do a little lap around the court, and then we go right into the layup line, right? We're going to make some layups. We're going to get limbered up a little bit, and then after that, we'll go shoot around. That's what they did in this game plan. It was some easy completions, three or four, got him in a rhythm. Next thing you know, it's third and 15, and he's ripping an unbelievable ball to Zay Jones down the field.
Yeah.
But they get him comfortable. And I see so many of these teams around the league that fail to do that. So kudos to Derek Carr and Greg Olsen. They've done a nice job of getting that stuff all set up.
In addition to the fact that he completed 91% of his passes, almost all of them coming from in the pocket. In fact, Next Gen Stats has this 93.8 completion percentage inside the pocket, highest by any player in the NGS era, which means, like, he didn't have to escape pressure that much in this game. They did not blitz him, and they just don't blitz here. And that's what I don't really understand here, Bucky, because, like, you've got the personnel that's used to what Jim Schwartz was doing a couple of years ago, which was sending bodies left and right.
Somewhere in football heaven, Jim Johnson is looking at the Eagles play, and he's absolutely just – he clicked the channel. Because Jim Johnson, the late legendary defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, it was always about pressure. And it's continued on for the last 20 years. The Eagles are about pressure. They're about playing hard and fast and coming after and dictating the terms. And what we're seeing now is a passive defense that's reading and reacting. And the Eagles players aren't built like that. The city of Philadelphia wants to see an aggressive defense, and we're not seeing that. So there's a disconnect between the way they're playing and the way the players are best suited to play.
It's one of those things when you change coaches and you change schemes, some of those issues arise. I know when I was in Philadelphia going back to 11 and 12, a joke in the building was read is a four-letter word for a defensive lineman. We're not going to sit and read. We are going to always be in attack mode, and that's simply not the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jim Johnson. I mean, Jim Schwartz carried that on the last couple of years before this season as well. So we'll see if the Eagles defense can figure it out and get a little additional pressure on quarterbacks here for the rest of this season.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And as you get a look now at your NFC division leaders, just a combined 3 losses total through 7 weeks here in the NFL from the NFC's 4 division leaders. And the Cowboys lone loss coming to the Bucks there at 6-1. Rams up there as well, obviously out in the NFC West, but behind the Cardinals. So there's some really good teams in this division. And right now we're going to kind of take apart this conference, rather, and kind of look at top quarterback, top play caller, top offensive weapons, and then top defense. Let's start with the quarterback here. And who are we taking?
Go ahead, Buck.
What do you got?
I'm going to give Bucky this one because this is the hardest question.
This is the easy one for me. I'm going to go to America's team. How about Dak Prescott? When you look at Dak Prescott in the last 10 and a half games, he has 5 400-yard games. And you talk about a guy playing at a high level at the position. This has become his team. He's throwing around the yard. You look at the cast of playmakers that he has around him, CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper. The tight ends are getting it done. And I know Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He has a lifetime achievement award for being the greatest quarterback of all time.
Good too.
But right now, Dak Prescott is balling out of control. Give me Dak Prescott.
Yeah, but you can't mention the receivers. So that's a different conversation.
Well, I mean, that's
just talking about the quarterback.
That's what he's throwing to. He's
Aaron Rodgers. So you're gonna go Dak over Aaron Rodgers?
Oh yeah, I got
Brady.
That.
Right now,
Kyler's playing.
Right now, it's right now.
Okay, all right.
Look, I'm in charge of picking the best offensive skill position group out of this NFC conference, out of these 4 division leaders, and I am going to go to Tampa. Sorry, Bucky. And yes, Tom Brady is a big part of that here, but look at the depth of this group. That's what ultimately gives them the nod, right? They were missing Antonio Brown this past week. They've been missing Gronk the past 3 or 4 weeks, and they're still putting up the points. Brady's still slinging it, finding Mike Evans, finding Chris Godwin, Scotty Miller, and then Leonard Fournette, I think, has been one of the revelations here, and added piece as his improved play has continued based off what we saw at the tail end of that postseason run.
Well, look, if it was going to say best individual weapon, I would go with Davante Adams in Green Bay.
Probably so,
if you're going to go best duo, I can make a case for the Cowboys. But if you're talking about the whole group, I think it is Arizona and Tampa. I think that's the conversation.
Yeah, honorable mention certainly to Arizona. Yeah, with the way
I don't think you can go wrong with Arizona and Tampa Bay. But I'll go with Tampa Bay because I do like the fact that if your third receiver is a Hall of Famer in Antonio Brown, I think you're doing okay. So Tampa Bay.
So now we've got the quarterback, we've got the offensive skill positions, but the play caller, right? The offensive coordinator has to put it all together. Yeah. Who's doing that the best right now?
Again, there's good options with all of these teams. They're all rolling. I think I'm going to go Kellen Moore, though. And to me, the reason why I say that is I look at creativity. I look at still having the physicality in the game plan, which he possesses. To me, the versatility from game plan to game plan, being able to morph and do different things. Bucky, you mentioned Dak, how great he's playing. I mean, your job as a play caller is to make your quarterback comfortable, and I've never seen Dak as comfortable as he is this year.
Only actual offensive coordinator that calls plays amongst this group of division leaders. All the other ones fall on the head coach, whether it's Cliff Kingsbury, Matt LaFleur, what do you got?
I was going to say, real quick, side note on that. Is anybody going to be in more demand than Kellen Moore after the season?
It's a good question.
He's going to be the number one candidate.
Look, there are a lot of people that are going to be interested in Kellen Moore. I will say this. We talk about play caller.
Byron Leftwich, obviously, there too.
And all of his guys that are kind of handling the duties when he's out, they're doing a really good job in Arizona. This is a far more physical team than people give them credit for because of the running game.
I agree. The running game has been much better this year. That two-headed monster, Chase Edmonds and James Conner, I mean, they're really good.
If we go through this whole exercise and we don't choose Arizona, who's the only undefeated team, we're going to get a lot of grief here. Is it on your shoulders right now?
Well, we need a defense, Bucky.
You've got to go Arizona.
Yeah, we're going to go with the Arizona Cardinals here.
There we go.
The Arizona Cardinals defense, Vance Joseph, has done a great job of dialing up the pressures with this team. And the veteran players that they have up front, J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones, are absolutely doing it up front. Buda Baker being a guy
Marcus
that can be a presence there.
Back in the
and
house.
Then when you look at those two young linebackers, Collins and Isaiah Simmons, man, you have to be excited about what they're doing in Arizona because they are not afraid to bring fresh and they bring it from everywhere.
So no love for the Packers in this segment amongst the group of division leaders.
They're better.
I mean, to me, look, Dak versus Aaron Rodgers is a good debate. I'm sure people on social media will have varying opinions on that.
I think
it's a good debate. Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers is playing a pretty darn high level.
I would agree.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Time for the Elite Eight. We've got a Halloween themed edition here, guys. We got tricks, we got treats, we got ghosts, we got goblins, we got haunting performances. The Bengals are basically dressed in orange and black as the Ravens' Halloween nightmare. Bucky, lead us off here. What do you got?
Oh, man, I'm going to go like a big old bag of candy corn. We got all kinds of tricks in the bag. We can go with the trick plays that we saw from everyone throughout the league. Just so many big plays. Everyone's trying to dial it up. And so, to me, first is the Detroit Lions with fake punts and onside kicks and just doing anything and everything to put themselves in a position to win games. So I like that. It was kind of a trick. I mean, it was
a nice ball by the punter, by the way.
I know. He threw a nice little hinge route out there. Saw the onside kick. We got Derrick Henry running pop-up passes, jump passes from a Wildcat situation. Kendrick Bourne running a double pass, which was a nice touchdown. So to me, it's all the trick plays. People digging in the bag, getting to the Halloween spirit.
Well, see, I just feel like that Mike Vrabel was like, all right, look, if we're not going to give Derrick Henry the MVP as a running back, let's let him throw a couple, right? If that award is reserved for quarterbacks.
It's
going
to go on your Heisman reel a little bit. You want tricks, I'm going to go treats. I'm going to go with a treat watching Daniel Jones with a ridiculous one-handed catch. We all know quarterbacks are the most athletic guys on the field. I don't think we're breaking any news here. But watch this on the throwback. Not only to go up and get it with one hand, but then to take the shot and hold on to the ball. First of all, no gloves. Because of some of the shots he's taken this year, I don't necessarily love this play call. But when they're missing a lot of their skill guys, you got to get offense wherever you can. And it doesn't get any better than that. That's maybe the second best one-handed catch in New York Giants history.
Dante Pettis on the throw there. I mean, look. They didn't have a ton of targets, right? Kenny Galladay was out. Kadarius Toney was out. Saquon Barkley.
I just realized
he had to get out there and catch.
Literally was like, Colin Johnson plays for the Giants. Did not know that. That's what he is right now.
Okay, I am going to go, guys. Excuse the grammar here for a second, but Frank Reich and Carson Wentz ain't afraid of no ghosts, okay? And you go late in that game, and I should say, I guess, ain't afraid of no rain, not afraid of the situation, not afraid to go for the jugular when I think on those last two third downs, nobody would have faulted them for turning around and handing it off to Jonathan Taylor. Third and five, they get the first down with Michael Pittman. The next third down, a third and 10 with about 3 minutes to go, they go for it all. And Pittman with a terrific catch in the end zone for the touchdown. That just illustrates to me again the confidence that these two guys have in each other, that Frank Reich says, I'm going to put it in Carson Wentz's hands, and Carson Wentz saying, I'm going to pay off that trust and I'm going to make it count. And it will certainly help that Michael Pittman absolutely out-muscled Drake Kirkpatrick for that one.
Watching that game, I was just thinking back, man, if the Colts wouldn't have blown that game against Baltimore,
I know
we would be talking about them really starting to roll here with Carson Wentz and getting comfortable.
But still, you got to feel good about where they are compared to where they started, especially back in training camp when he was getting hurt. All right, Bucky, you got another one for us?
Yeah, I got one. How about a scary combination in Lamar Jackson and Marquise Brown? Hollywood Brown has been getting down the field because they're pushing the ball down the field more in Baltimore than we've seen in the past. Look, it's all about the deep ball. Lamar Jackson, that is a little unorthodox, a little deep ball jump pass. But
that
sometimes
scary.
You'll see
that
those things.
Scary.
But the deep connection that we're seeing between Lamar Jackson and number five, Hollywood Brown, it is really complimenting that dangerous running game, and it's making the Baltimore Ravens offense more explosive and really one that is feared.
Truthfully, I'll be honest here. I don't watch scary movies, so the whole Hollywood theme, I can be a little bit out of it. But I do believe curses is a subject that comes up during Halloween. And when you watch the Carolina Panthers without Christian McCaffrey, that looks like a cursed offense. I mean, they can't complete balls. They cannot get anything going. You can watch Sam Darnold, and you see that lack of confidence that started to show up during his time with the Jets. You saw that was a terrible interception down there in the red zone. That is both a curse and scary going forward. They've got to get him back in this offense. He makes that whole thing go.
Man, that was tough to watch against the Giants team with their backs against the wall. I mean, all the odds against the Giants in that game, and Carolina absolutely handed it to him with a couple of
turnovers. P.J. Walker wasn't any better when he got in there either.
No. I mean, he was in a bad situation too there. And I will go right now with a guy who is haunting the AFC East.
You're really selling this one.
And might haunt the AFC East for years to come and might haunt the rest of the league for not getting taken in the first round. Christian Barmore, the defensive lineman here for the New England Patriots, is finding his way into the opposing team's backfields at a pretty good rate. Certainly harassed Zach Wilson and Mike White later in that game when Zach was forced run. Five quarterback pressures for Christian Barmore on 27 rushes. That is a pretty good efficiency rate in terms of getting pressure, and it's a career high for him.
It's interesting with him. When you watched him early in the year at Alabama, he wasn't playing very well. He was struggling. Then he got hot in the playoffs. He was unblockable. So one of those scouting conundrums, right? Which is the real Christian Barmore? Well, we're seeing it was the guy we saw late in the year.
Exactly right. I'll just say, like, in this game, I noticed him a lot more than I noticed Quinnen Williams for the Jets. So.
Well, it's a good thing you noticed him in the game, because if you looked on the other side with the Jets, you didn't notice much of anything, because I just saw ghosts whenever I looked at the Jets defense. It's one of the worst defensive performances that I've seen, because it's one thing if there's a gold jacket quarterback that is putting a 50 burger on you. It's another thing if it's Mac Jones as a rookie putting up 50 points. And when you look at it, they never were able to make Mac Jones uncomfortable. It was dink and dunk and throw it all over the yard and have fun. It was like a 7-on-7 session on air. And so, to me, if I'm Robert Saleh, I am really disappointed in the way my defense is played, because they should never allow 50-plus points to a team led by a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, and look, we can talk about the lack of the true vertical passing game there with New England. This is the offense they run, and they just put a 50 spot up on an NFL
team.
They
do it so efficiently.
Mac Jones is doing it really well.
We'll get to him in a little bit.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to go with a pumpkin, and I know this is kind of a loose analogy here for Halloween. I get that. But I'm going to say that the Washington Redskins defense has kind of turned into a pumpkin, because I had such high expectations for this group that we were going to see a dominant front, and it just hasn't really happened. Now, they got three sacks in this game. They did some good things. But Aaron Rodgers still carved them up. And to me, it's just a big disappointment for the year. I thought that defensive line, all those first rounders, we would see them take over games. They've had some moments, but this is not the group we thought it was going to be.
So I think this is, I think I'm the only one here. I'm going to give a second candy corn mention, because I think I'm the only one on the seats that
I like candy
but
corn.
But I feel like
Mike Leach is
you got
corn.
Like the pumpkins in your bag of candy corn, and you're really not in love with the pumpkins.
And one more Halloween analogy before we get out of this segment here. This is like what happens. We carved the Washington football team defense's pumpkin way too early, and now it has completely gone rotten. I know from experience, because this just happened at our house. And we're out of pumpkins already, and we still got 6 days to Halloween. So, okay, that is our look at our Elite Eight. Sending some good vibes out to Zach Wilson, who was injured early on here in the Jets' loss to the Patriots. Second quarter, Matt Judon gets a hit on him as he lets loose a deep ball. It is a PCL sprain, according to our NFL Network insider Ian Rapoport. Likely out the next couple of weeks. We'll definitely miss some time. So Mike White had to come in, formerly a fifth-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys, and finish that game and likely suiting up next couple of weeks for the Jets. What did you see from Wilson, though?
He did some good things. Look, there's only 12 dropbacks in that game when you watch it, but made some big-time throws. They've got to fix the communication issues with that offensive line.
No question. All right, time to hand out our rookie report cards, as we do every week. And limited sample size this week for the rookies with Trevor Lawrence out. Trey Lance didn't play this past week for the 49ers either. So I'm going to start us off with Mac Jones. And look, anytime your offense puts up 50, 50 points,
yep.
you're going to be in the A range, okay, Max? So you got to feel good about this one, brother, and I'm not getting any guff from the guys sitting on the, you,
what'd
on
you
the
give
set
him?
Here. We gave him an A-.
How do you give him an A- and not just an A?
Oh, come on.
Really? I mean, good. What's the guy? The guy scored 50 points.
Every week.
He scores 50 points, he can't even get an A?
Let me tell you why I went with the minus. Bottom note there, deep ball placement is a work in progress. Missed a couple that he took. The ones that they did take shots on down the field, missed a couple of those. Like to see those connected on as he continues to progress. But right now, here's the moral of the story for the Patriots and for Mac Jones. The dude does not pass up completions. If you're going to give him throws under 10 yards, he will absolutely take them. They've attempted 164 passes under 10 yards in the air, and he's completed 83% of them. That is an insane percentage. They are so efficient with it.
I mean, he just kills you with the paper cuts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all dink and dunk, get it to the playmakers. They do a great job, as they've always done, of utilizing the underneath areas, letting their guys catch and run and make plays happen on the make things happen on the perimeter. Mac Jones is just disciplined enough as a young quarterback to do it. That's why he's playing really well.
And they run after catch. Over 1,000 of Mac Jones's passing yards have come on throws under 10 yards in the air. All right, let's move on to Justin Fields. What do you got there?
Oh, it's a tough watch, man. Watching that Bears offense struggle mightily. I'm going to give Justin, though, a C+. You know, there were some good things to take from that. You saw some big-time power throws that he made. You saw the toughness, which has been evident each and every week. He has taken a beating. The things to improve, again, sometimes the clock's a little bit slow. We've talked about that in some previous performances by Fields. And I think there's times where he's predetermining where the ball's going. There's not a lot of pre-snap movement and motion. There's not a lot of coverage indicators. That limits him in terms of being able to identify things. The biggest frustration for me, guys, I'll pull up the numbers right here because our guy Garrett gave it to me. When you're watching, I'm like, man, he looks good in play action. I wish they would do a little more of that. Well, here are the numbers. 65.6% completion percentage on play action with a 99 quarterback rating. Not on play action, 54.5% with a 49.7 quarterback rating. So more play action, please. That's what I'm asking for here for the Bears.
Oh, okay. So basically you're at the dinner table saying more P's, please.
Yes.
Just more play action passes. Make the game easier for Justin Fields. That's what you want to see. And that has been one of the biggest issues. When the Bears are unable to run the ball early to kind of set the table, it does become more difficult and challenging when they get into a true drop-back game.
And we mentioned over 1,000 yards passing on short passes for Mac Jones, just 400 yards in that category.
Not a lot of gimmies.
Chicago Bears. Yeah, they're just not nearly as efficient as some of his rookie counterparts. All right, another quarterback grade. We got a handout here for rookie Davis Mills in a real tough spot for the Texans against the best team in the NFC, the only undefeated team in the league, in the Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to give Davis Mills a C. Look, we feel like we have to grade it on a curve with the Texans because things look, you got to call it like you see it. This is not a great team right now, and they had some critical pressure errors. I mean, like they were trying to scheme up some protections, and guys were just whiffing left and right. He had some drops as well, but man, is he big throw capable and looks really good out on the move on play action.
Bucky, as the commissioner of our Move and Stick show, I want to ask you right now, is it okay if we orchestrate a trade? Because I am so sick of watching the Bears offense. You've got to be sick of watching the Houston Texans offense.
Exactly.
What do you think about making a trade here?
Good idea. Next week?
Yes, I will watch. I will force myself to watch this Houston offense. You, my friend, have a fun watching the Bears. Okay, we'll switch it up.
I am just going to look at next week. I want to make sure I get the opponents before we do this. I want to make sure I'm going to get it. All right, Niners and Bears. I could do that.
No way.
And then you get to watch the Rams and Texans.
Okay,
all
that's
right.
Good. That's a trade. Done.
Okay. All right, we're going to trade it.
Bucky sanctioned it. It can happen.
So as I mentioned, we're a few days ahead of Halloween. Which means we actually have another holiday to get to before Christmas. That's Thanksgiving. Yet,
oh, yeah.
DJ has already put up the Christmas.
They're not on. Okay, they're not on, but they're
How are we putting the Christmas lights?
They're ready. They're all ready to go. It's a nice day. We got the lights
up. You like the mall. Like you have stuff up before we
even get the
lights
on.
You have Christmas lights up before Halloween?
Yeah, they're not on. They're up. There's a difference.
He was just trying to be productive, right, as a part of the Chargers radio broadcast team. You had the week off.
Yeah.
So you were just trying to take advantage.
Check it off the list.
Productivity on the bye week. which clues us into this next segment here. By week tune-up time.
I was wondering how that got into the Chargers. Show.
Look,
when you look at the Chargers team, their area of focus, it's not a secret. It's just cleaning up their run defense. They're going to play with light boxes. That's what they do in this scheme. But they've got to be more physical and more precise in their fits. And that comes, Buck, as you know, from that second and third level. You've got to get safeties down in there. They've got to fill properly. They've missed Nasir Adderley when he was out. He did a nice job in that area. But that has got to be a focus because we've seen the Dallas Cowboys, the Cleveland Browns, and the Baltimore Ravens just run the ball right down their throats.
Yeah, too leaky. And I understand the two-high look does a great job of taking away the big plays, but you need to be more physical. Brandon Staley has done a really good job of fudging the numbers in terms of being able to kind of manipulate it with movement. They just got to do a better job of tackling and stopping run games.
They don't need to be a top five run defense, yep. But let's not be the worst.
Let's just be
better. 30 seconds. So right, let's get up in that 18 to 20 range.
I mean, middling is totally fine in that category here because it would be a big improvement. Similar situation for me with the Buffalo Bills. Not a lot to pick at there. I mean, like, that was a game that they just lost against the Tennessee Titans, and, you know, they easily could have won that game, if they convert some short yardage situations, but you can't let Derrick Henry wreck the game, especially when this could absolutely be a team that you're going to face in the playoffs. So you got to get the run defense corrected here. You can't let 22 go run wild in your defense, and they've been a really good defense this season. And one of the things that I wanted to see them do to improve on from last year to this, they have. Run game has been better, especially down in the red zone with Zach Moss and Devin Singletary. So just don't let a run game ruin the game for you is basically the moral of the story.
Oh, yeah. You want to see them get better when it comes to it. And look, when I go, I'm looking at the Dallas Cowboys, and I want to see the Dallas Cowboys continue to improve. But I want to see Mike McCarthy improve when it comes to game management, clock management. Understanding time, score, situation, what calls are necessary in those situations so they can put the team in the best position to win. Right now, the talent has masked some of the deficiencies that they've had when it comes to the management. But as you get to playing better teams, the coaching has to put his part. He has to put his feel on the game.
Yeah, my son just took the ACT. You know, they give you those flashcards you can study. I wonder if during the break, Mike McCarthy's like, 2nd and 7, 2 minutes left.
What are you?
I don't know. We got the answer right. Yeah. Just go through a lot of scenarios and try and freshen up.
Yeah, but I mean, look, so much improvement for this team overall. Defensively,
oh, yeah.
I mean, like, where do we credit this Dan Quinn defense for improving the most and, like, and what he's tried to do and instill with this team, DJ?
Well, I think they've done a nice job of generating turnovers. I mean, that has been the biggest thing.
Trevon
the pass
Diggs.
Rush has improved. Randy Gregory's been outstanding. But at the end of the day, when you have an offense like they do, think of that college model, right? Let's just try and steal a couple extra possessions. We don't have to be the 85 Bears here, Buck, but if we can get a couple turnovers, you're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, you can absolutely win a lot of games. I'll say the best thing that Dan Quinn has done is I think he has raised the level of accountability within the team. I think you see that because the defense plays like that. I think it has also carried over to the offense.
And how about if they can get DeMarcus Lawrence back at some point? When you talk about pass rush that's been improved, and they haven't even really seen him yet. So that could be something that could provide a big boost for the Cowboys down the stretch. That's going to do it for this Monday edition of Move the Sticks. We'll see you back here next week.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership.
Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.